Yes, 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 it is that time on this wonderfully bluesy Tuesday. I am Tim Rocky here with your Radio Free Palmer sports scene. As always, we've got a great show for you today. Got some sports, some news, some jazz, some blues, and if you're looking for sports numbers, news, and nonsense, you've come to the right place. So I've got a lot to get to, not a lot of time to get to it. So turn up your hearing aids, y'all, because we are going to be breaking some baseball news about better baseball coming to the Valley. At a diamond near you, we've got news on Alaskan athletes skiing, playing basketball, on snow machines, and of course, we have to cover some Twitter beef, because Twitter beef happened, and it's my favorite thing to talk about. So, in Alaska, getting right to it, at the state championship, senior Trayson Knopp of Colony got 5th at state, and also Colony sophomore Annika Honestad got 10th. Palmer skiers Josias Alberts got 9th at state, and Raya Berrigan got 16th and 9th in the Classic. Going to college skiing, brother and sister duo Sadie Bjornsson, who came to Alaska to ski at UAA and then ended up skiing for APU. Bjornsson's team ended up getting 3rd at the World Championships in Finland. That is Sadie Bjornsson. And then Eric's team got 5th place. In the Iron Dog, there was some controversy on the Team 8, Tyler Augstad and Tyler Johnson refuel between Ruby and Tanana. We have more on that coming up later in the show. With high school basketball, we have... I got to watch some high school basketball this weekend between Kodiak and Palmer. And let me tell you, Clayton Southwick is the real deal. Palmer looks very good. Got to do some PA work down there. It was loads of fun. High school hockey is about over. But you know what? Semi-professional hockey is also about over, because the Aces are leaving town, and so are the Kenai River Brown Bears. Right back on the other side of this break with more basketball. It's the Radio Free Palmer sports scene. Keep it tuned.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Banker, Mr. Please, how much does money mean? Won't you reconsider, mister? Won't you do this thing for me? Ain't got no house, ain't got no car. All I got, Lord, is my guitar. But you can have that, Mr. Banker. Won't you bury my papa for me? Mr. Banker, please, listen where I sound.
Now, you know I was getting down in the studio to that one. It's the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I'm Tim Rocky. One Alaskan athlete making noise out there that I forgot to mention was Mr. Connor Looney, a Palmer High School grad playing for the Hawaii Pacific University Sharks and doing a very good job at it. They are 28-3 and PacWest champions, and he earned his third defensive player of the week selection last week. So congratulations to Connor. In other college basketball news, the all-time scoring record for women went down last week. Kelsey Plum is now the all-time scoring leader with 3,397 points. She passed Jackie Stiles, who had been in first place. She needed 54 points to get the record, and she went out and had a career game, career high. She got 57 against Utah in an 84-77 win. She was 18 of 29 from the floor and 6 of 11 from deep. She's averaging 30.9 points per game with a 53% field goal percentage and an 89.6 free throw percentage. She has a chance to be the first female college athlete to join the exclusive 50-40-90, that is field goal, three-point, and free throw percentage club. She has all of the top six games in University of Washington women's basketball history. Good for you, Kelsey Plum. In other college news, number one, Gonzaga went down. They lost to BYU. They had been 29-0, but they lost 79-71. And the new number one is Kansas, who by comparison is 27-3. All right, got a lot of NBA news to go over. First, we are going to go over the trade deadline. So Andrew Bogut was traded to the 76ers. And then after the trade deadline today, he was picked up by the Cavaliers. Good for the Cavaliers. They need another seven-footer out there since they got rid of Timofey Mozgov. Deron Williams also was bought out from the Mavs and joins the Cavs. He chose number 31. 3-1. Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. Everybody get it? You on the same page here? Good. They also added Derek Williams last week on a 10-day contract and renewed him. The Raptors, after getting Serge Ibaka, got P.J. Tucker and sent Jared Sullinger to the Suns. The Lakers, last Tuesday, I hate it when news breaks on Tuesday and then I don't get to report it for a whole week. They hired Magic Johnson. They ended up firing Mitch Kupchak and Jerry Buss. They traded Lou Williams for Corey Brewer. Oklahoma City traded Cameron Payne and Anthony Morrow for Doug McDermott and Taj Gibson from the Bulls. The 76ers traded Nerlens Noel for Andrew Bogut. And that's about all we've got time to get to today. There's Twitter beef out there, folks. Pay attention to it. And Russell Westbrook has 29 triple-doubles. He's on pace for 40. The record by Oscar Robertson is 41. All right. We've got Dave Combs on the other side of this break.
I am Tim Rocky, and I have a very special guest in studio with me tonight. A friend, a former coach, a colleague, and a Cubs fan, worst of all. Dave Combs, how you doing?
Very good, Tim. And the best thing about me is being a Cubs fan, so.
We can agree to disagree on that. So we had a number of Alaskan athletes that we have to keep mention of. I know if you read the Massive Valley Frontiersman, you may know that Clayton Southwick, a junior, just a junior at Palmer High School, just passed the 1,000-point benchmark. Congratulations to him. Also, the maybe one of the more famous Alaskan athletes currently still doing it, Keegan Randall, got a bronze medal at the World Championships in the women's freestyle cross-country ski event, and that is big news for her, not because that's anything new, but because she was toting her newborn son around and still managed to get a bronze medal. So congratulations to the Keek Animal. And the topic of discussion featuring Alaskan athletes that we've got to go over this week is the Iron Dog. Now, Dave, are you a snow machine enthusiast?
I touch it every once in a while. It's not a big thing for me.
Was that something you were working on this weekend?
Yes, I definitely had a family house project that I had to take care of.
So do you think that sled is going to be Iron Dog ready for next year?
Lord, no.
A little bit of controversy as in the Iron Dog race this year, the team that was leading actually got disqualified. And as that team was trying to refuel, a couple of random people come by and start pushing down on the bottom of their sled, make it easier to refuel, and apparently these snow machiners told them to back off, and they didn't do so before there was the incriminating photo evidence that came along, and as that happened, they were disqualified. Now, there was a petition signed by almost all the other teams that hoped to allow them to not be disqualified, that it wasn't something that they felt was a rule break, and they thought it was bogus. But nevertheless, they are disqualified as team number 8. And the team in the lead currently checked into Fairbanks is team number 41, Davis and Simons, followed by team 17, Guaco. I'm gonna go with Guaco on that one, and Van Meter, and then team number 2, Huss and Soto Santee. Now, on the other side of this break, we will have, obviously, tons more content from Mr. Dave Combs, as he is an expert in many things that we need his expertise in. And we are going to break some news. Maybe for one of the first times ever on this show, we have got brand spanking new information for you. So keep it tuned to the Radio Free Palmer Sports.
Oh, yes, this is powerful stuff. Got me circling like the moon around the sun. Acting crazy like a fool all drunk. Hear me, this is powerful stuff. There's no way for you to give it up. It's in your body, it's all in your blood. To tear you down, it'll lift you up. And keep you turning like it's never enough. All right, now let's turn it up. Every day do like a flower does. The sun it rises and she opens up. The sun it rises and she sings. Oh, hit me, this is powerful, 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 powerful. Tell me, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready when a thing so strong? You can't give it, won't give it. Got you turning, yearning, burning. Can't give it, won't give it up. Even when you're yearning, burning, turning. Can't give it, won't give it up.
We are back here on the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I am Tim Rocky, your weekly host, and I have with me Palmer High School head baseball coach and Palmer Little League president, Dave Combs. And Dave, I hear through the grapevine you have exciting news for us about some better baseball coming to Palmer, Alaska.
I do. For the first time since I've been head coach at Palmer High, we are going to be hosting the conference tournament in Palmer at Herman Brothers Field and at the Palmer Senior Field, the 25th through the 27th of May. Big deal. Kind of since it's been 10 years for me to do this, so I'm glad I'm finally getting my turn at it. Real big news for us. It's kind of cool.
So, you're going to be, you know, kind of probably up to your eyeballs at that point in preparations for other teams to come in and play. But, you know, you haven't even selected your team yet. But can you just give me a thought as to what your hopes might be going into that region tournament as a coach and where you guys might end up playing, might end up?
Well, I'm excited for this team because it's a rather young team. I only have three or four returning seniors. So it's pretty much just juniors, sophomores, and freshmen coming in. I'm kind of excited to see what this crew can do on their own. They've been kind of looking at these seniors that just graduated this last year, and those guys really didn't do a whole lot. So I'm excited to see if they can represent and actually get us into a state berth that we've never done before. So big things for this young team that I have.
That's been quite elusive. Do you think some of the experience of your younger players getting a crack at the region tournament last year will help them in this year's upcoming tournament?
Well, not only that with them getting to play, but they almost all of them played summer baseball this last year, and that's huge for me because, you know, at the most they get 20 games for high school. So for them to get another 35 games playing during the summer, it's just more baseball, and that's the only way you get better at it anyways.
So answer me a really tough question. Is there any better venue come May or June to play baseball in than Hermer Brothers?
Negative.
And if you guys do end up being either the first or the second seed in that tournament, where would you end up playing? What do you think the state tournament would end up looking like?
Well, it's at Mulcahy, I do believe. Yet again, we'd be playing, I think, Southeast this year. So that's most likely Juneau or Sitka, which is, they're always really good baseball programs. So that's the way it would be. But I would just take it to knock down that door and actually get us to the state berth. It'd be a huge thing for our program.
That would be pretty awesome. So talk to me about another team you like that wears blue that ended the last season on top. Who's your favorite professional baseball team, Dave?
That would be the Chicago Cubs.
And
the world champion Chicago Cubs.
I was waiting for that.
World champion Chicago Cubs.
So the night of the victory, I was actually there watching it with you. You were keeping it pretty calm until, you know, they tied it up in that game seven. But obviously a big weight lifted off your shoulders. What do you expect from the team coming into this new year? Is there going to be anything that can be better than the end of last year?
Back-to-back. Back-to-back championships. I would really like to see that. But at the same time, I'm realistic. They're an awesome young team. Their core is great. Their pitching staff is awesome. The young players that they have that play defense better than even they hit sometimes are such huge things to have. I mean, all of them are under 30. You can't beat that. And they got that MVP guy coming back too. He's pretty good.
He's all right. Their manager, do you emulate his style at all? Or are you going to start hitting Cody Grogan in the leadoff spot just because you emulate Joe Maddon?
I love Joe Maddon, but no one can emulate him. I don't have the access to a boa constrictor to put in the clubhouse.
So talk to me about a little bit of the joy that you experienced being a lifelong Cubs fan and seeing that team win it all last year.
When I was watching that game with you in the basement of my house, it almost caught me in shock. It really didn't even hit me until I watched the replay the next day, and then I was crying like a little baby. The next day is when it really hit me. I was, you know, that many years of not winning, and then it was just shock, plain and simple.
So as far as the other teams in Major League Baseball, I know you're probably not afraid of the Cardinals. They didn't win the World Series last year, but do you think you might see Jake Arrieta firing to Mr. Tim Tebow at any point during the Major League Baseball regular season?
Well, Tim Tebow would have to make a team, so I'm not too worried about it. I've seen his baseball skills compared to other Major League players. I like Tim, but I don't think he's much of a baseball player. I hate to say it.
I don't disagree with you. That's you know, I really wish he would be professional baseball material, but I think he's more of a publicity stunt material. Getting into some of the other debate there is around spring training, because spring training's been happening for, you know, darn near 100 years, and it really hasn't changed too much. The veteran guys take it easy, and the rookie guys go too hard, but the new development is the World Baseball Classic. And what's your opinion on that? And do you think that it could be done differently or done better?
I honestly don't know how they can do it better. it's just bad timing. There's not a good time for it. I like it. I wish the U.S. would actually pour in their best players, because there's no reason that we wouldn't just absolutely dominate it. I mean, after all, we came up with the sport, so we should win one of these World Baseball Classic Championship, whatever. I mean, really, I don't understand why U.S. hasn't even made the semifinals yet. It's absolutely ridiculous. We have the talent. We have the players. It's just, it needs to happen.
So do you think some of the positives of the international play and some of the countries that might not get to see the level of competition normally that the U.S. does getting into the tournament, do you think that has a positive effect on the game worldwide?
Without a doubt. I think it's awesome. I mean, who knew Italy could play baseball? You know, they're known for that little football, you know, so it's awesome to see Australia in there and all those other countries. I'm all for it. I like everything about it. It puts a little, you know, nation pride in those guys, and you don't realize where those guys are from, and they're playing in the major leagues, and you're like, oh, he's from Venezuela? Okay, I get it. You know, it's just awesome to see where, you know, some of these guys are actually from.
Awesome stuff, Dave. Is there anything else you want to get out to the listeners about, you know, Palmer Baseball, World Baseball Classic, your own flourishing Matsu Miners career that's sure to be resurrected here any minute?
That was a one-time championship run that I had there in 2010.
At Hermer Brothers at Palmer Senior Field, playing, you know, some baseball, the best sport there is, and, of course, at the region tournament. This has been the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I'm Tim Rocky. Thanks, Dave, so much for coming in and chatting with me on air. And
thanks,
we will see you around on the diamond, definitely.
It's a wrap, dude.
That is a wrap.